Danny groaned. A black scowl settled over Old Man Mars's face. His craggy brows drew together in a straight, thick line. He grunted in disgust and spat on the ground. The smile on Matt's face widened into a boyish grin as he hurried around the bed of the pickup truck to yank open the driver's side door. Almost before settling into his seat, he cranked up the radio so that jingle bells blared loudly from the speakers. "You'd better move it, Matt," Dan muttered nervously, looking out the window back toward the fruit stand. "He's arming himself. You just had to wish him a Merry Christmas, didn't you? You know he hates that pageant, and you know very well playing that music is adding insult to injury." The first tomato came hurtling toward the back window of the truck as Matt hit the gas and the truck leaped forward, fishtailing, tires throwing dirt into the air. The tomato landed with deadly accuracy, splattering juice, seed, and pulp across the back window. Several more missiles hit the tailgate as the truck tore out of the parking lot and raced down the street. Danny scowled at his brother.
"You just had to wish him Merry Christmas. Everyone knows he hates Christmas. He kicked the shepherd last year during the midnight pageant. Now he'll be more ornery than ever. If you'd just avoided the word, we might have gone unscathed this year. But now he'll have to retaliate."
Matt's massive shoulder shook as he laughed.
"As I recall, you played the shepherd last year. He didn't hurt you that bad, Danny boy. A little kick on the shin is good for you. It builds character."
"You only think it's funny because it wasn't your shin."
Danny rubbed his leg as if it still hurt nearly a year later.
"You need to toughen up," Matt pointed out.
He took the highway, a thin ribbon of a road, twisting and turning along the cliffs above the ocean. It was impossible to go fast on the switchbacks, although Matt knew the road well. He maneuvered around a sharp curve, setting up for the next sharp turn. It ran uphill and nearly doubled back. The mountain swelled on his right, a high bank grown over with emerald green grasses and breathtaking colors from the explosion of wildflowers. On his left, a narrow ribbon of a trail meandered along the cliffs to drop away to the wide expanse of blue ocean, with its white caps and booming waves.
"Oh my God, that's Kate Drake," Danny said gleefully, pointing to a woman on a horse, riding along the narrow trail on the side of the road.
"That can't be her."
Matt hastily rolled down his window and craned his neck, gawking unashamedly. He could only see the back of the rider, who was dressed all in white and had thick chestnut hair that flamed red in the sunshine. His heart pounded. His mouth went dry. Only Kate Drake could get away with wearing white and riding a horse so close to the side of the road. It had to be her. He slowed the truck to get a better look as he went by, turning down the radio at the same time.
"Matt, watch where you're going!" Danny yelled,
bracing himself as the truck flew off the road and rolled straight into the grass-covered bank. It halted abruptly. Both men were slammed back in their seats and held prisoner by their seatbelts.
"Damn,"
Matt roared. He turned to his brother.
"Are you all right?"
"No, I'm not all right, you big lug. You ran us off the road gawking at Kate Drake again. I hurt everywhere. I need a neck brace, and I think I might have broken my little finger."
Danny held up his hand, gripping his wrist and emitting groans loudly.
"Oh, shut up," Matt said rudely.
"Matthew Granite, good heavens, are you hurt? I have a cell phone and can go out to the bluff and call for help."
Kate's voice was everything he remembered. Soft, melodic, meant for long nights and satin sheets. Matt turned his head to look at her, to drink her in. It had been 4 long years since he'd last spoken with her. She stood beside